Blog Talk Radio.
Shelly Nunchucks on the Shelly Nunchuck Show with my little fur and ball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty. Just here in Sanctum, and she's all cuddled up and stuff and all bundled up here. The nice thing about doing a radio show, you can actually sit in your pajamas. You could be sitting on a toilet bowl. You could be sitting there, well, maybe not in the shower, but, you know what I mean. You don't have to buy new clothes to do a radio show. Well, I guess, you know, unless it was like live via Skype or something like that. But that's the plus about doing a radio show. You don't have to spend money to get all dolled up. But anyway, thank you and welcome to the show. And I do believe today's been about like my 144th show. But this is a special month, and, you know, it is the month of, you know, giving back. So in my own personal life, the thing that I've been doing is trying to help raise money to help open the Museum of the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame. Now, this was actually founded in 1973 by John G. Hagner, who lives out in Utah, and he has all the memorabilia from, you know, so many things that I'm going to actually pull up the website because I'm just trying to remember off the top of my head, you know, parts of the things that is actually in stores. And what I'm trying to do is help to reopen that museum. and it's actually needing of a bigger museum, a building. And I think a while back, John was actually trying to get it open in Moab, Utah, on Main Street somewhere. So that's actually where the founder actually lives, in Utah. And once again, the Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame was founded in 1973, and it went into a nonprofit organization in 1984. So the place itself, you know, it needs some funds and stuff, and I'm going to actually go to the website, open up the page here. Give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. I'm actually going to go to, you can either go to, like, Falling for Stars on Facebook and check that out. I'm going to go to the website itself. Oh, gosh, I'm trying to get to the about, get to the website to read you guys some things. Give me one moment. Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame. I can open up, check for the website here. Okay, I'm actually going to open it up and read a little bit about Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame. Okay, let's be a little slow. Sometimes a little bit of technology, you know, a little bit slow here. So I'm just waiting for it to pop up, the website for the Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame. And when you go there, the website itself, you can actually look up stuntman.org. It's H-T-T, so it's H as in Harry, T as in Tom, P as in Peter, colon, / stuntmen.org. So that's stuntmen.org. And you can get that, look on the website there and actually see, and you can go there and see Falling for the Stars. And it says here, I'm pulling it up slowly, about the museum. Hundreds of exhibits of rare artifacts and memorabilia of stars and stunt performers in motion pictures and television featuring personal items of John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Steve McQueen, and stunt legends of the movies, including Yakima Canute, Cliff Lyons, Dave Sharp, Ronnie Rundell, and hundreds of others. There are over 350 concrete blocks that contain the footprints and handprints, as well as signatures of many of the greats of the cinema, a collection that outranks those that are located at the Mann's Chinese Theater in Hollywood Boulevard. This rare collection has taken its founder, John G. Hagner, more than 65 years to gather and preserve for posterity, featuring parts of costumes, weapons, stunt equipment, photos and paintings and drawings, hats and caps, boots and shoes, and hundreds of items from the movies and television, plus videos, films, and film clips. The Hall of Fame has been in existence since 1973 and became a nonprofit organization in 1984 dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt profession and to honoring stunt people the world over. Currently, the Hall of Fame is without a home and needs financial support to enable them to afford a building in which to welcome visitors. Anyone interested in participating in this effort may make a tax-deductible donation to the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame and mail it to 81 West Kane, K-A-N-E, Creek Boulevard, number 12, Moab, M-O-A-B, Utah, 84532. And you can contact John Hagner, who's the founder, at 435-260-2160. Email address is johnhagner@gmail.com. John, J-O-H-N, Hagner, H-A-G-N-E-R, @gmail.com. For additional information, go to Facebook and click in Falling for Stars, then Artist of the Stars, then Stunt Stars and Legends. John Hagner does a monthly article on the Moab happenings. Tabloid features happenings in and around the Moab area. Anyone would be interested in receiving a copy of publication free of charge, contact John Hagner. If you haven't been to Moab, Utah, the scenery is spectacular and the hospitality is fantastic. Try a visit. You'll love it. And that's what exactly it says on there. So I'm trying to find some more. Let's see. I'm just sitting here wondering if I can actually bring up a little bit more about John G. Hagner, and I can read to you the Founding Father. Let's see. There might be a little bit of information because I have them as a friend on my Facebook page. If there's anything, because there's some things that I'm seeing here. I'm just trying to pull up. Because I betcha if I Google John G. Hagner, and I Google him. No, John G. forgot a letter here, so I'm actually going to try to Google it because you can actually look this stuff up yourself about him. And that's the official site. And there's a couple other things, too, that I'm looking at on here. I just want to make sure I'm actually bringing up information because, you know, when it's somebody's name, it can be there twice. So I don't want to read anything off here that would be underneath anybody else's name. And I'm trying to be very, very careful. So that's what I'm trying to, like, bring up here, see more. But, I mean, while I'm looking here on the Internet, I'm actually, you know, talking to all you peeps here. The thing is, for me personally, what I've always said, you know, I've never wanted to, you know, be Barbie. I've always wanted to be a ninja. And I grew up watching action films. You know, as a little kid, you know, I just loved ninja and action films. And for me personally, you know, not just like for the past, the stuff that's been collected for the past, but also for the present and for the community of the stunt community, not just here in America, but worldwide. And, you know, for me personally, to see other people getting inducted into the, you know, the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame, which, you know, I found out that John actually told me live on the air that one of the favorite people that I actually do look up is Jackie Chan, which he's one of the inductees. And so I'm very, very, very excited about that. Another thing, too, is I'd like to give out, you know, people that do inspire me. One person I did want to give a shout-out was Jay Ginoni, who's actually a film brother of mine, and he actually does his own stunts and stuff. He's been someone who's worked with Jason Statham. He actually did a little bit of a fight scene in the film Safe. He just got done working in American Hustle. I'm trying to think of other things that you can actually look them up. But the hit show, the HBO show Entourage, that is something that was actually based on my film brother, Jay Gianni, and his friend Mark Wahlberg's wife. So if you know about that, that was actually based on them. And it's something that I've seen, you know, Jay, he just, you know, doing his own stuff. And like I said, he does his own stunts. He's, you know, you can actually look them up. So, yeah, he's actually kind of a little bit of an action guy himself, so he's someone that does inspire me. So I just wanted to give a shout-out to Jay Gianoni, and I actually run a fan club page, a Jay Gianoni fan club page on Facebook, and you can check that out too. And Jay does actually, from time to time, check out that fan page, so you can check that out. But, you know, today's show and, like, what I've been doing for a whole month is, you know, just dedicating my show to help raise money for the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame to actually try to get it reopened up. So I do believe that a good place to have it, where actually the founding father, John D. Hagner, he resides in Utah. So I just think it's a truly, truly wonderful place to actually have it reside, the museum, because from what I know, Utah is a very beautiful place. And what better way to honor the founding father than have it, you know, in his golden years, actually have it close to him? Because a lot of people don't realize, you know, about stunt community and such. I mean, a lot of people that go to the films, you know, that aren't in the entertainment business or anything, they're going to watch for the actors and such and just see about the story. But for me personally, I always love the stunt people and their work. They're training and everything like that. And for me, that just always grabbed a hold of my heart, because actually going into a movie theater and you're whisked away for a couple hours and you're seeing a story. And what people are doing is bringing a story to life on film. Now, a lot of the actors, the people that do their own stunts, sometimes they really put their life on the line for these stories. So that's why I'm hoping to give, you know, help out to the best I can. And also with the website that I do, I'm trying to pull up here. It's a very small, very, very small. It's in small print, but it's actually the website itself. And I'm also trying to pull up some other things where John, he's an artist. And he draws, and I'm trying to pull up Artist for the Stars. Now, I know a lot of times when people, they donate money, they want something in return. So this is the positive thing about the founding father, John G. Hagner. And I'm actually going to go, and I'm going to post it right on my page, right now on Facebook, as Artist of the Stars. And I'm going to bring up the about it. So here I am, and it's Artist of the Stars. John G. Hagner has been creating portrait drawings in black and white graphite pencil for more than 60 years and has done 54 different portraits and poses of John Wayne. His artwork is true to life. And I think you can actually purchase it, and I'm trying to find out Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame, because there's a couple of pages, and it's actually spread out all the information where you can actually request, you know, to get a drawing. Where I'm trying to find out where that is. Give me one moment here. I'm pretty sure I can find the website part. I always forget which one it is where it shows about the website. I can actually repost that on my page. Give me one moment, ladies and gentlemen. I'm actually talking to you people and posting on my Facebook page as we speak. And this is the website. Let's see. It's not coming up, so I'm trying to. It's acting kind of silly. My program right here is acting a little tiny silly. Silliness. So let's repost this page. And I'm hoping it's dark enough where I can actually see it. Okay, all right. Now you can go here, and it says here, Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame Building Fun. And I'm going to try it. It's a little blurry for me, but it talks about sponsorship benefits. And it says here, Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. I wonder if I can actually make this just a little bit bigger. I don't know. So I can actually see what it says. Checking in options in Facebook, I guess I can't make it that big. So I'm going to try to read it to my best ability here. And it says, the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame requests the honor of your support in participating on the relocation as a sponsor of the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. And it says here, the need for the building fund, thousands of exhibits, which I read about, you know, in Roth, rare artifacts and memorabilia of stars. I'm trying to read. It's a little bit small here, you know, from stunt people's motion pictures and television that are actually in storage. And it says here you can actually make contributions. And it's really small, but I'll read once again where you can make contributions. Let's see. I know it's somewhere on the website. Hall of Fame Building Fund information. Okay, let me bring it up. Maybe this will be a little bit bigger, easier for me to read. Let's see. Okay, just trying to wait and see where is it. Okay, this does look a little bit bigger. Okay, here we go. It's also, what else, a collection that outruns any other establishment, which has taken its founder more than 50 years to collect, catalog, and restore. There are costumes, weapons, stunt equipment, photos and paintings, posters, murals, sculptures, cowboy hats, boots and shoes, dioramas, saddles, as well as more than 10,000 movies and serials on videos, DVDs pertaining to the stunt world. And it does say here once again that the Hall of Fame was founded in 1973 and is a nonprofit organization that is dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt profession and to honoring the stunt people the world over. Sponsorship benefits. You will receive a special Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame video or DVD your choice, and I do believe it must be DVD. This is a film, feature and exhibits, etc. You will also receive a signed by the artist portrait drawing of John Wayne or Yakima Canutt your choice. So I'm trying to see what the level of sponsorship is. I guess it says, in deciding the level of sponsorship, you are requested to send $25 more if possible. And this is what it's saying on the actual, you know, part of the website when you're going there and checking this out. Of course, any amount you contribute will qualify you as a Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame Fund sponsor and will identify you as a special friend. Please mail your contribution directly to the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame, 81 Kane, K-A-N-E, Creek, C-R-E-E-K. It looks like Building 12, Moab, M-O-A-B, Utah, 84532. And there is a reason why I do spell things out, because, you know, people sometimes don't get the spelling, so that's why I always try to spell out. Plus, I have a Bostonian accent, and I talk kind of funny sometimes. So, yes. If you do believe, if you love action films as much as I do, let's try to raise money for the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame. I do believe they do deserve this museum. Just like anything like of any actors, I mean, everything, of course, like everything you have to take into consideration about movies and films. You know, anything down to crafty, to people that work in lights and gaffers. I mean, you name it. Everybody, it does take a combined effort to make a film. For me, what has always been such a big deal to me is the stunt, you know, the stunt people, the stunt men and women. I've always looked up to them my whole life, and like I always says, I never wanted to be Barbie. I've always wanted to be a ninja, and it's just something that I don't know. I know they're like silent but deadly, and I talk a lot, which maybe if I'm a ninja, I have to be quiet, and that'll be kind of hard. But, you know, I am half Italian, so you know how Italians, we talk with our hands or something. Well, here in America, we talk with our hands or whatever. I think if you tie my hands down, I might not be able to talk that much. I mean, I don't know. It's just something. Maybe that'll get me to stop talking. But I am kind of a little bit animated when I do talk. So just to let you know, I mean, for me personally, I really, really think it's just something that, you know, I just truly believe that it is something important to get it out there for the fundraiser Stuntman Hall of Fame. So, you know, I just wanted to keep supporting here, and this was my special half-hour dedication to the Stuntman's Hall of Fame. And anybody out there, I'm telling you, I may be a stunt, but if you have a dream in your life, you know, whatever it may be, just remember you are as good as anybody else, and that's what matters, and you should at least try for it, no matter what anybody says, because you're not on this planet to please everybody. You are going to find people just like myself, like my stunt peeps, my ninja family, you know, especially out there in California and stuff. You know, I look forward to, like, working on them. And as I speak, I'm trying myself very hard to work on my own Ninja Samurai film. And just to think that, you know, because of those people that I've watched my whole life, you know, they inspire me to do things I want to do in my life. So for me personally, I really, really think it's really important to get this museum, you know, to reopen it up to the public, to see what the stunt world has done, you know, the memorabilia that is saved, that is in storage, that we can actually show to the public. It would be a truly wonderful, wonderful thing to see. Who knows, maybe all the ninja stuff I've seen my whole life, you all people can share it out there and check it out. But anyway, everyone, you know, it is the holidays. If you're going to have a little bit of the holiday spirit, remember, do not drink and drive. Be a little smart. Don't get behind the, you know, the wheel of a car. Just stay put, call a cab. Here I am. I think I needed some tea here or something. But that is today's show, and I will be getting more great guests on my show. And as I open up the show with the song called Battle Song by Horace Accord DeLeaser and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari, just to let you know, I am in the middle of working on a film, one of the lead characters. But not just me, but if you want to see everybody that is involved in Felt Here, go to the Facebook page, F is in Frank, A-L-C-Y-Y-R. Check everybody out. You know, this is stuff that is, you know, part of my, you can see everybody that's involved in the film. You know, all the other actresses, everybody that's involved, the camera people, and they do everything themselves. And if you're, you know, interested in action, you might kind of like to check that out. So that's something you might want to check it out. And remember, anybody that does have a dream, you're as good as anybody else. You know, bless you guys all out there. It's the holidays. Have fun, but be smart and be careful. So, everyone, have a good day. Enjoy your Sunday afternoon. And I can't wait, 2014, Year of the Horse. I can't wait to celebrate Chinese New Year. It's a big thing where I gain about 10, 15 pounds extra. It's going to be a great Chinese New Year, like always. I just feel so blessed to be able to, you know, have that experience to be able to celebrate a lot of different holidays. Even though, granted, every time I celebrate a holiday, I gain 15 pounds, but hey, it's good. Food's good. So what am I complaining about? Sitting around eating all day and watching great films, that's what I enjoy. And anyway, everyone, enjoy your Sunday, and bless you all.